That's the thing with forums and social media especially. As soon as you click that sign in button, as soon as any of us click sign in to a website or a forum, we automatically leave a few IQ points behind at the door, don't we? What is it they say? Don't read the comments. Don't read them. You'll end up angry. That's the thing. If you're really in the mood for a fight, albeit one with a keyboard and some capital letters, go to your local neighbourhood group on Facebook and just have a whinge, and then it just goes. If you're really good at this stuff, you can type a post on several groups and just keep it going round and round. Just keep feeding the trolls, as it were. I've stopped using Facebook. I used to use it about 10 years ago, and then it kind of fizzled out for me, because I'm not a big sociable person, really. I mean, I sit in here and talk to you for 3 hours a day, and I don't really do very much. It has to be said, I'm quite a boring git. I'm not very good in social situations. I do like to hide behind the keyboard from time to time, but I don't like Facebook. I do Twitter, which is all right, but the whole posting pictures of your cat and what you've had for din-dins. And as far as school friends go, I think I've stayed in touch with about four friends in 20 years that I'd quite happily go and meet for a pint or a chat, and I was best man to one of them, so obviously there's a few hanging on there. But and I bet you're friends with people on Facebook who you absolutely detest, but it's more fun being their friend because you're quite happy to put up with their rubbish, because every now and again, something in their life kicks off and you're sitting at the computer with a bag of popcorn. I know you do it. That's the only redeeming thing.